Motion carries.
Students shouting in protest yesterday as the University of California Board of Regents voted 14-7 to hike tuitions about 5% a year for 5 years, a plan from UC President and former Homeland Security head Janet Napolitano. The vote followed days of protest on college campuses across the state. Wednesday night, hundreds of students occupied Wheeler Hall, which historically has been the site of protests at the UC Berkeley campus. Last night, officials canceled UCLA's annual bonfire rally for Saturday's football game against USC after about 70 students staged a sit-in and prevented the fire from being lit. Sadia Saifuddin is a senior at UC Berkeley and a student regent on the State Board of Regents. She voted against the tuition hike. Sadia, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's good, except, as you know, not there. You know, people are very unhappy. But there is a budget shortfall. Janet Napolitano says it's because of state cuts. Your governor, Jerry Brown, says it's because the school is mismanaged. You say what in casting your no vote?
You know, I think that there are three stakeholders in this situation. We have the Board of Regents and the UC, and their job is to provide a quality education for our students. Then we have the state, and it's their job to provide the money to be able to educate students. And then we have the students, whose job it is to give back to the university and to their communities. And in my place, I just feel like the state and the UC has really let down students. A couple months ago, we have our chancellor increases, which I actually voted for because I think that it takes a certain kind of person to manage our universities. But at the same time, almost at every Regents meeting, we are confirming salaries of upwards of $300,000 for administrators, right? Who, if they were doing the same job at the state level or at some other nonprofit, they would be making a lot less. And then we have the government, and the state has just historically been disinvesting from the university. Over the last 20 to 30 years, we've been seeing steep cuts. And it's very clear now that our governor is not a supporter of public education, which is ironic because he's actually a byproduct of it himself. So, you know, I just feel like it's time for the government and for the governor especially to put his money where his mouth is.
So in 2012, voters in California approved Prop 30. This was a temporary raising of the sales tax and tax rates for wealthy taxpayers to boost funding for schools and avoid tuition hikes. Janet Napolitano said the university system did not get its fair share of state funding. So a lot of fingers being pointed at the state. And you're also one of the students pointing out that while I think something like half of UC students don't pay any tuition, they get aid. This tuition hike will therefore hit the students who do pay, and many of them have parents who are just slightly above the cutoff for student aid. I know you have a story just like that that you told the board. Tell us.
Sure. So when I entered UC Berkeley, my parents made a little bit less than $80,000. So we qualified for federal and state aid. And then I had some scholarships from high school that I had gotten. And then my second year, my parents made a little bit over that. So we made about $87,000 that year. And I got an email saying that I would not be eligible for any aid that year and that the only thing I had available to me were loans. So my parents and I decided that we didn't want to be taking loans and being saddled with student debt after I graduated. And I'm happy to say that I'm graduating with absolutely $0 in student debt, which is great. But that meant that I had to take on four jobs. That meant that I had to cut out all of my extracurricular activities. And I was just saving everything I could for paying the bills, paying the rent, paying for textbooks, paying for food and clothing, and then a lot of that didn't even cover tuition.
Well, and we should say that it is well known that in the California system, while many students get free tuition, room and board is very expensive, more than the national average. And you're echoing a lot of students who say $80,000 or up to $87,000 might look really good on paper, but when it's a family with five children, mm-hmm. it doesn't stretch as far. So it sounds as if you're saying that the aid should be extended. But I can see others looking at that number, the amount of students in California who get aid is very, very high. Is it also possible that maybe more kids should share the burden so that more have to pay less?
I mean, it's hard because you already have low-income students who wouldn't be able to afford even attending the university, right? So to ask them to pay for their own tuition, which they can't do, plus that of others, I think is a little ridiculous. But at the same time, we wouldn't be in that situation of asking students to share the burden if the state had continued investing in the UC, you know, if the state had upheld its promise in the master plan. And that's really why we're at the situation today. everyone at the table, nobody wants to raise tuition. The regents do not want to raise tuition. I've had multiple conversations with them, and they're not a fan of this plan, but they really feel like they're backed into a corner, and they really don't know what to do, especially after what you mentioned, the Prop 30 fiasco that happened. I was one of those students. I feel betrayed by my governor. You know, I feel like we were lied to. It was beautiful to see how many students really believed in this and pushed for it. And in fact, it was failing in the polls until students mobilized and really pushed for it to pass. So this kind of situation is a little bit of a slap in the face to the UC that really, you know, endorsed the governor's promise, that endorsed Proposition 30, and then, you know, we didn't really see any of it.
Well, and we should say Governor Brown said he gave $650 million this year, but he's acknowledged that the schools wanted and probably needed more. And just so people know, the current in-state tuition and fees are about $12,000. That's going to rise to $15,000 in 2019. Out-of-state is about $35,000. That would go to $44,000 by 2019. This is all, by the way, above the national average for a state U, and out of reach, as you are saying, for a lot of students. Look, the University of California President Janet Napolitano says that the raises are modest. It's something like $600 a year, and students can plan for it, that the UC system has cut millions of dollars from its operations in recent years, even with less money coming from the state. You say what?
Yeah, I think to some extent, parents will be able to predict what their tuition is going to look like. I think it's still going to hurt, and it's really going to hurt the people who are already strapped for cash. But at the same time, there were other models that the UC was considering. And I was one of the students last year that had conversations with the UC. And at that time, you know, we were in the middle of a tuition freeze, so this was not like a pending reality. But this was just kind of a conversation to start having. And, you know, the other models were differential tuition based on campuses, which would mean that some campuses would be more expensive than others, or differential tuition based on your major, which would mean some majors are more expensive than others. And both of those students were not a fan of because they just scream inequality and inequity, you know, like it's just a recipe for disaster.
If Janet Napolitano could do one thing to alleviate the UC budget crunch, and you could express it in just 10 words, what would it be?
I would say develop a long-term strategy for administrative pay and double your efforts in lobbying at the governor's office.
Sadia Saifedean, senior at UC Berkeley, student representative on the State Board of Regents there as that board votes to raise tuition. Sadia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.